Hey guys, happy Tuesday. I am Rihanna Mian. This is My Point of View, Conversation Rule the Nation. Y'all, I'm literally still working on the claps being added into my intro. One day I'm just going to sit down, make an intro, make the claps and a confetti and all of the stuff that I want flying after I do my intro, and then I'll be able to just insert it here. Okay? All right. But no, today's episode is going to be really, really quick. And it is basically something that just came to me while I was literally inside just cleaning up. And it is pouring into people on some type of level that you feel like you get some type of substance from. Let's get into it. If there is somebody that you feel like shares knowledge, shares information, shares resources, give you tips and tricks to help you along your day, pour back into them people on some type of level. How do you think these people sustain their journey? How do you think these people sustain their purpose? How do you think these people are able to bring you resources, able to bring you tips and tricks along the journey? If you are constantly watching people, getting their knowledge, getting their tips, getting their blues clues, getting information that can help intensify you on your journey, and you feel no need to give back to them on no level, you are energetically draining yourself and living in a lack mindset. It is so many different ways that you can support the people that put good energy out into the world. Most people these days have some type of merch on their website, some type of digital product that is very affordable for the community, some type of something you can support. They even have it on Instagram now to where you can literally send somebody a gift through a reel, a $2-3 gift through a reel. But you cannot sit around and constantly drain people knowledge, constantly soak in people knowledge, people information, and the things that people have worked years to gain access to, and think that you should be giving nothing, absolutely nothing. And this is why so many people literally live in a lack mindset and just be karmically drained out, because they put no abundance into the world. It is nothing for when you see somebody on live to say, oh, let me send them a $2 gift. They always giving me knowledge, they always giving me information. And of course, you're not going to be able to do this with everybody that come across your timeline that, you know, that is dropping knowledge or jewels or gems, clearly. But at some point, you have to feel compelled to pour into somebody. I don't care if it's once a month, I don't care if it's twice a month, I don't care if it's once every 2 months. It has to be some type of energetic response that you give back to the people that has been pouring into you, that has been creating a space for you to go to get knowledge, to get uplifted on. If you, let's say somebody is constantly talking about developing your mental awareness and your mental clarity, but they sell TVs. You may not be in the market to buy a TV, but you can send that person a $3 gift. You can repost something that that person posted and share it to your page and or your story. And somebody on your end might say, oh, I'm literally looking for a TV. And you can transfer energy. You can transfer that energetic frequency right there. So there is no longer the excuses of, I couldn't financially support you, I couldn't come out to your show, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, I couldn't drive here, I couldn't drive that. But guess what? I can take that flyer that you posted and I can repost it. I cannot get Starbucks for one day out of the week to send you a $3 gift or send you a $3 tip. There is literally like no excuses for why you're not showing up and supporting somebody else. Like, somebody else, even if it's not somebody you know personally, there is no excuses for why you are not supporting somebody else along their journey. Especially if you're literally seeing people, watching people day to day on their journey, and you already know what the journey is like. If you're really on your journey, you're really committed to your journey. So you know the work that these people are putting in. You know the discipline that it takes to continue to journey day to day. And then on top of that, sharing sustainable things, sharing tips for other people. People do not have to do these things. If we went back to a world before these phones, a world before content, so many people would be lost. If Instagram was a tool or a portal that people literally had to pay $25.99 a month for, you know how many people would be lost? But it is a free portal, and so many people gain knowledge, awareness, and access from it, but never feel like they have to pour into somebody else that's putting that good information out there. People can literally gatekeep everything that they're doing. If all the people that's giving knowledge, all of the people that's giving jewels decide to say, you know what? I'm going to take this energy and transmute it in real life only. And only the people that come into my business get this information. Only the people that come to my seminars get this information. Only the people that support my business or my brand get this information. Only the people that's on my email list get this information. So many people will be lost if the paradigm shifts to that. So many people would be literally lost. There's people that is literally figuring out how to live their entire life based on social media. And if you don't feel like you should be pointing to somebody else at some point on the journey, that's a problem. And that's why you're energetically where you're at. That's why you're spiritually where you're at, because you don't feel the need to share abundance with somebody else. But yet you keep wanting to tap into portals of abundance. You keep wanting to tap into people's lives. You keep wanting to tap into people's brain and pick people's brain. And, oh, let me see what she's talking about. Oh, you dropping gems. Like, I sit on people's lives and hear people asking these people questions. Oh, you dropping lies. Oh, you dropping gems. Send them a $2 tip. Send them a gift so they can go get them a coffee, so they can keep talking, so they can keep wanting to talk and share and give. But people feel that they don't have to give anything. But keep wanting other people resources and people good energy. And it takes time to build your energy. Those people that you're getting good energies from, that gives good vibe and put good things out into the universe, that stuff takes time and energy. That stuff takes a lot of self-work to be able to show up like that, to be able to show up in those capacities and be a light and be good energy. We don't just wake up and just every day have good energy. No, we actually choose to say, you know what? Today is going to be a great day. I choose to live in my highest frequency. I choose to make the best decisions that I can for myself today. I choose to live free, open-mindedly, and I choose to live being a light and being a safe portal for people. You choose that option every day. And if somebody is choosing to come and share, give knowledge, give light, give good energy, and you're never feeling like you should be supporting these people, you never feeling like you should be pouring back into these people, even if it's just a girl, I see you. People be in people's story all day. Never, no hard eyes, no heart, no nothing. Why would people want to keep showing up in these capacities if they get nothing from it? It literally makes no sense. You're going to find yourself drained and tapped out. And for the people that's definitely not getting paid for it, they gotta love it. If they keep showing up wanting to support, if they keep showing up wanting to support the community and give to the community and share with the community things that they learn on their journey. And you just want to keep showing up, getting nothing, when there's nothing to send somebody a $2 gift. So really start thinking about those things. Be conscious of these things. Like, damn, I learned 5-6 different gems from her this week. When she go live, let me send her a $3 gift. Like, wow, she really put me on to something. Let me share a new product or a new tool that I have. Hey girl, I'm trying this new product. Have you ever heard of it? I wanted to share it with you if you didn't. That may be just the thing she's looking for. It's so many ways you can share and put abundance out into the universe. And so many people choose not to. And energetically be in a trash can because they don't do those things. They don't put that good knowledge. They don't put that good information out. People DM me and ask me questions all day. And I had to set boundaries for myself many years ago because I realized people was just draining me of my energy, my time, and my resources. Because those were not the people that pour back into me. So then it became a thing of, when you come sit in my chair, you can ask me anything that you want. But I'm not about to give you a host of advice on your hair through a DM. That's why I'm a stylist. That's why I went to school for it. You need marriage counseling? That's what they have marriage counselors for. You can't go sit in somebody DM asking them all these questions when they literally have people that went to school for it, that you have to pay for those services, but you want all of those services for free just because you see somebody show up in abundance. Just because you see somebody show up as a healer and as a safe space for the community, you feel like you can tap into that portal and drain them. But if you know you are somebody that is a resource to the community, if you know you are somebody that energetically put good things out into the universe, if you know you are somebody that fuel the people around you, that do your best to fuel your community, do not let people energetically drain you. Put some type of boundary up. Put some type of boundary up. Do not just open yourself up to people for advice, for tips, for tricks, for all these different things, and there is no energetic tokens being donated back to you on no capacity. Especially when people come at you on a personal level, like in your DMs or through your text messages, especially if these are people that you don't know, that haven't invested time with you, that haven't shared moments and time and space in real life with you, and show real love with you and broken bread with you in real life, in reality. These people on this internet, don't let these people drain you. There's boundaries. You cannot jump in my DM and ask me all of these questions. Boundary. You know, and people do not energetically put out what they be wanting back from other people. I want this type of friend. I want a friend that XYZ. What type of friend are you? I want a man that take me shopping in Paris. Babe, have you ever even taken yourself shopping on Magazine Street? You trying to get way to Paris. Have you ever been shopping in the main areas in your own community? But you want somebody else to come through and put full all of this energy out on you. But you don't put that energy out on yourself. You want a 6-foot man that's ripped up, that's into his body, that take care of himself, that eat fruits and vegetables all day. But do you eat fruits and vegetables? When the last time have you been to the gym? Babe, you got a gut and a butt. You literally have no care to work on yourself and to get in alignment, to get in shape, to get healthy. But you want everything to come to you so perfectly packaged up. And you don't even put that energy out for yourself. You don't even put abundance out in the world. But you want all of this abundance to come back to you. So start consciously thinking about those things. I think about those things like that. I don't try to pick people's brain. I don't try to do these things. I make genuine connections with people. And just as much as I feel like they may have something to share, I have something to share with them as well. And this goes back to when I say I don't put people on a pedestal. Because just as well as you have something to share, I have something to share. So if you ever give me knowledge or tips or tricks, I have the same knowledge, tips, and tricks to give you in some type of area. So really start energetically thinking about that. And that was what's on my mind. I'm not going to let this podcast go too far, but really think about that. Really think about the energy that you put out into the universe. Think about the abundance that you put out into the universe. You keep asking God, God, send me abundance. I want abundance. I want abundance. Do you ever put abundance into the world? You can access the abundance portal any time of the day you choose to. Abundance can literally be you telling somebody how beautiful they look today. That is free. You look so good today. Oh my God, I love them shoes. I love that bag. Girl, you are doing it. Sending somebody a hey, good evening, how you doing? I love you. I was thinking about you. Hope all is well. Text message. That is abundance. That's an abundance of love. An abundance of being light. An abundance of being good energy. You can tap into the abundance portal at any time you choose to. Anytime throughout your day. But yet you keep want other people abundance. You just want abundance to keep coming to you, not realizing it is a circle. It is a circle thing. It's what you putting out that's coming back. Are you putting abundance into the world? What gems are you dropping? You just hounding people for the gems they dropping. What gems are you dropping, my love? Who got a gem from you today? Who got a tip from you today? Who got a resource from you today? But yet you just keep wanting resources and gems and tips and tricks and oh, how to and can we and stop it. Stop energetically draining people. I really see why our fave guru girl bosses creating their courses and creating their online guides and digital products and stuff like that. I be in people's lives just looking at the comments and the questions that they ask these people. Babe, go to Harvard. Go to school to be a nutritionist. Go to school to be a marketer. Because you got to pay for some of these things. And you think because you have access to somebody because they tap into a portal on their phone and you can see them on the screen, you think that you have this level of access to them to where you can access all of these different questions and gain all of this knowledge. So I understand why these girls are creating their online courses. Pay me. I'll give a few tips and tricks away in the DM. But guess what? If you want anything further than that, you got to pay me. I'm not sharing my whole life on this portal. I'm not giving y'all all of the access and portals and gems and tips and tricks away for free. You have to put those boundaries up. You see how I'm living? You see I look good? So you know I take care of myself. You want to know what I eat? Pay me for all of my knowledge. I was on a girl that's a gym girly live earlier. And people asking her about different foods. What should I eat? She said, you know what? I have a whole meal plan book. I can tell you, oh, go eat some rice and peas and bananas. But guess what? That's one meal. How about you spend this $20, buy my planner, and you got a meal for the next month. So put your boundaries up. And when people want things outside of which you're willing to share and give away for free, they need to pay you. So that you can continue to sustain your lifestyle. So that you can continue to further your knowledge and your awareness and your research and the things that you know. But you're not about to sit here and breadcrumb me and keep wanting my knowledge, keep wanting my information. Then it's even crazy. People would take all of your free gems and go share it on their platform as if it's them. As if they've done the work. As if they've done the research. And taken the time to get to know it and figure it out and understand if it even worked for them. People are so energetically low, it's easy for them to take from somebody else and make it as if it's their own. But see, the thing about timing tells. That's why I always say, my self-care journey is not a trend, it is a lifestyle. And we can scroll down to my first post that's on Instagram and politely scroll back up to the top and see the journey. See the conversation level. See what I've been sharing. Still cohesive to what I'm sharing to this day. Because it is a journey. You gain access and knowledge in the things you know by being on your journey. So somebody could fake the funk like they in the field. We can see who in the field. When Kobe playing, we can see that man training harder than everybody else. When the elites is on the stage and it's their time to go, we can tell that they train harder than everybody else. Based on the stamina, the energy, the power, we can see. So people can see who's really in the field. People can see who's really doing the work. People can see who's really tapping in. So don't even get your panties in a bunch about that. I don't even worry about that. I've seen people literally copy my content from beginning to end. Stuff that they don't even know about. Stuff that they ask me about 2-3 months later, they literally sharing it on their page. The exact same way. The exact same formula. And it's hilarious. Because you go back on their page, 3-4 months later, it's nothing in relations to what you're sharing. They're back to posting Hennessy bottles. They had a moment of, oh, I'm on my journey, I'm healing, I'm this and this and this and that. And baby, that frequency run out in 2 days. So you don't have to even worry about people trying to drain you energetically to share as if it's for them. Time tells what's really for people and who people really are. So you don't even have to tap into that and get into that. But if you are really on your journey, if you are really trying to welcome abundance into your life, and having a faith base and having a base for yourself, you create that base by tapping into it and by being that base. You want abundance? You be abundance. Be abundance to somebody else. And that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode. And I hope y'all have a great day. Let that sink in. And let yourself truly be the portal that you want to see in the world. That alone will take you so much further. That alone expand your mind on so many levels. Be the abundance that you want to see in the world. Bye-bye.